Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Tom Beaudet has the lead, Peter. He has 4 points. Adam Felber has 3. Kerry O'Connor has 2.
Okie dokie. Then, Kerry, you're in third place. That means you go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Returning to the witness stand on Thursday, Blank said he can't get a fair trial and denied trying to sabotage his own defense.
Jeffrey Skilling.
No.
Oh, sorry. Zacharias Moussaoui.
Too late. Sorry. French President Jacques Chirac announced that his government would be dropping the controversial blank law that led to student protests.
Employment.
Right. Major General Jean-Baptiste, who led troops in Iraq, became the latest retired general to call for blank to resign.
Rumsfeld.
Right. NASA celebrated the 25th anniversary of the launch of the first blank.
Space shuttle.
Right. Tiger Woods apologized for saying at the Masters that he had putted like a blank.
Spaz.
Right. Jared Paul Stern, a writer for the New York Post's blank column, denied accusations of extortion.
Page 6.
Right, gossip column. ABC announced that it would be providing 4 hit shows for free on the internet, but that viewers will not be able to avoid the blanks.
Commercials.
Right. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are relying on blanks to protect their privacy while their child is born.
Lions.
Right, wild lions. Armed guards. Armed guards, tall fences. Brangelina knows that these are all useless against the paparazzi, so the pregnant couple has found a new deterrent, ferocious man-eating lions. The couple has moved to a remote Namibian game lodge where wild lions roam the grounds, and stalking paparazzi has a somewhat different definition. Carl, how did Kerry do on our quiz?
7 correct answers, Peter, for 14 more points. She now has 16 points, and Kerry has the lead.
That is impressive, Kerry. All right, Adam, you're up next. Fill in the blank, please. Losing his cool at his fraud trial, Jeffrey Skilling, the former CEO of Blank, called the charges against him absurd.
And Roni.
Right. Referring to his appearance at the Washington Nationals home opener, the New York Daily News headline read, Doc Blank gets first pitch.
Cheney.
Right. After residents in St. Bernard Parish, New Orleans, protested, Blank turned down a job helping them rebuild their neighborhood.
Brownie.
Right. Former FEMA head Michael Brown. Sources told CNN that a federal grand jury began hearing evidence to determine whether Blank lied about using steroids in court testimony.
Barry Bonds.
Right. This week, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist announced that he would be releasing the first blank.
Pigeon.
No. What he is calling the iFrist podcast.
Ouch. The horror.
2 years after the arrival of their daughter Apple, Gwyneth Paltrow and her rocker husband Chris Martin welcomed a baby son named blank.
Moses.
Right. Best known for his peace activism during Vietnam, the former Yale University chaplain blank died at age 81.
Sloan. That's a cartoon character. Ding, I'm wrong.
Right. It's William Sloan Coffin.
Yeah.
In an extreme effort to stop kids from cutting class, a California principal blanked.
Bribed them.
No, greased the fence.
Oh, right. The parents were mad about that.
Apparently, Sergio Garcia was sick of the kids skipping school, so he had the Artesia High School fence lubed up with heavy wheel-bearing grease. When 300 kids braved the mess and skipped class anyway to attend immigration protests, parents were outraged that their kids had come home covered in goop. The school board says the principal had every right to grease the fence, but they're looking into other solutions anyway. So, Carl, how did Adam do?
Adam had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 13, but Kerry still has the lead with 16 points.
So how many, then, does Tom need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
You know, this is usually the part of the show where I choke and die. This would be a lot. You know what? This would be better if it was like lightning multiple choice, you know, or like fill in the blank and mail it in when you get home.
How about lightning word association?
Something like that.
Yeah. Okay, Tom, fill in the blank. The price of summer vacations is expected to skyrocket this year due to the high cost of blank.
That would be gas.
Right. On Tuesday, the Israeli cabinet declared blank permanently incapacitated, ending his five-year tenure.
Ariel Sharon.
Right. Following revelations that one of its contact lens solutions may cause a fungal infection, shares of blank stock fell.
Oh, shoot. What's that company? Blank. Can't do it.
Bausch & Lomb.
Of course.
A British judge ruled that Dan Brown did not steal the idea for his book, Blank.
The Da Vinci Code.
Right. Villagers in England have hired armed guards to protect their vegetable gardens from a blank.
A cow.
A monster rabbit.
Same thing, basically.
It's the cheese, Grummet. The Vatican's... The Vatican's chief exorcist is warning young readers that the blank books will send them down the slippery slope to Satan.
Children, the blank... Harry Potter.
Right.
It's got to be Harry Potter, of course.
June, the youngest sister in the Grammy-winning rock group Blank, died at the age of 52.
Oh, is that the Queen? No, not... What, Heart? Heart?
No. The no. Pointer Sisters.
I was just thinking sisters. Of some sisters. Queen isn't actually sisters. No. It's just the name of a band.
Not in that sense.
Anyway. Right, yeah.
A Pew Research Center poll found that 90% of Americans believe most Americans are overweight, but only 39% believe blank.
That they were overweight.
Exactly right. In America, you are obese. A product of a corporate food supply system that practically forces you to eat fatty, sugary foods, and you live a sedentary lifestyle in which you'd rather play Electronic Arts Walking Down the Block 2006 on your PlayStation than actually walk down the block. But me, I'm just big boned.
Yep. I'm okay, you're too fat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Carl, did Tom do well enough to win?
Well, Tom needed at least six to tie, but he had just five correct answers. So with 16
choke
points, Kerry O'Connor is this week's champion.
Hey! Yeah. Congratulations, Kerry. Well done.
Well, thank you. I don't think I've ever beaten Adam before.
Well, there you go.